him. You, all of a sudden, your mind is healed. You are nothing but total love. You're surrounded by total love. That's all you know, is total peace, and you see the truth for the first time. Because you've been getting yourself closer to it all the time, but you didn't know it. That's what you, that's what's happening right now. So you might walk away and say, boy, it don't look like it's, nothing's really changed that much for me trying to practice the truth. Yes, you did. You don't know how many accidents you'll never have, how many diseases you'll never have, how many bum relationships you'll never have. You don't realize that you were cutting all those things out of your future because you had finally decided you was going to practice the holy instant, which means I want to be happy now. I want to be happy now relationship. That's what a holy relationship is. I'm a happy in it now. That's a holy relationship. I'm unhappy in it now. That's a special relationship. That's how you tell the difference. And the same relationship may go back and forth. Holy, unholy. Holy, unholy. Holy, 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 holy. Unholy, 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 unholy. You know, depending on whether or not you want to be, whether you want to cherish your littleness in this moment, or whether you want to know your magnitude, or whether you want to cherish your littleness in the next moment, or whether you want to know your magnitude. And you know that if you cherish your littleness, it's just because you want to delay the awareness that God's will is so, because you still bought into at some level that you don't deserve to be happy now. It's so deep. Yeah.
And I was just thinking that I don't think any of us have a model for happiness now.
Great, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's really a blessing, even though it can be kind of disorienting.
Right.
Because happiness has always been like a picture.
Right.
It's some form.
A thing.
Yeah, it's like happiness is a picture. And the Course says what's going to happen, it is going to look like it's a picture of what you want. But all of a sudden you're going to realize it's not a picture. It's a reality.
It just is.
Yeah, it's like I've been experiencing people that are so cool like you in my life that sometimes I have to stop and go, wait a minute, this is not me imagining myself being around really cool people. I am actually sitting in a room full of really cool people. And it's like, whoa, that's the picture becoming the reality. And we don't realize that's happened to us. That so many of the things we've asked for are now physically manifested, and the picture has become the reality. But that was just the form that your not cherishing a grievance took. See, your happy experiences are the forms of your not cherishing the grievance. I'm willing to let it go, and the form that takes is some really cool occurrence.
Because when we choose the peace of God as our only goal,
now,
or function,
we don't know what it's going to look like.
No, that's the fun part.
Just what she said, we don't have any concept.
I don't have no
concept.
What
is that going to be? And then one day you go, wow, look at my life.
It's like a good friend of yours asking you to go to L.A. with them and you've never been to L.A. You would still go just because of the person you were going with. Mm-hmm. Right? Just because if you told me to go, and I really love you, and I know you, we have a good time, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't have to know the form. All I have to know is who I'm going with. So the ones that we decided to let go of the grievances and really know our innocence, then it doesn't, we don't have to know what's going to happen to us. All we're going to know is it's going to be really cool, and it's going to be really great. That's all we need to know about it. Every sort it out, because our ego is the part of us that needs variety of form. The ego likes to have variety of form. You just say one thing to the ego, that sounds dull. What do you mean one feeling? Ooh, it sounds better to have lots of feelings. See, the ego wants, you know, the ego wants variety of form. So the variety of form, so the variety of form is going to come from the dreams you still have about what you like to happen in your human body. The things that you're dreaming about, that is like the form your happiness can take. The once you let go of cherishing grievances and cherishing littleness, then happiness can start coming in the forms you love. Because your happiness can't come in the form you love as long as you're miserable. And you're miserable because you're cherishing your littleness. And I'm cherishing my littleness because I'm afraid to be happy now, because I've been taught I don't deserve to be unless I earned it.
Mm. I hope I'm wrong, but when I had this grievance, at first I said, okay, they're my savior.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kind of took it like, okay, there's something in them that's mirroring something in me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, okay, I had to make it humorous. So I called these people the three little pigs.
Okay.
So I could love them and pray for them and hope that I'd get over this grievance.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So just to make it humorous, I had to, because I was too serious about it.
Okay.
So now I got the three little pigs. But then I keep having this thing about the three little pigs, about this grievance and what's the lesson. And I guess I'm just delaying. What I'm doing is just this whole thing is like I'm supposed to learn a lesson, but it's not. I'm just supposed to get over it now.
Yes. That's the lesson. The lesson is happiness is a decision.
Right.
That's the ultimate lesson.
I don't want them to take my peace away. You know?
Right.
I don't want to give it away for that.
Right.
My littleness.
Right. So, even when you were delaying yourself, the process you were using was helpful.
Yeah.
Now think about that.
No,
I mean, even you were telling yourself, this is a mirror of something in me. Da da da. Okay, that was great. But what I'm saying is, there is no wrong time you can use a truth thought.
It was just a process of kind of ding to ding to ding. Now you just said, get over it now.
Right, and so it took that process.
Yeah.
For you to get to the point you can get over it now. It was all helpful.
Right.
It was all helpful.
All
yeah, and that's what we need to say about
it. There was all benefits. There was
okay, now leap that up, play really big and go, all of my past benefited me now.
Oh,
okay, everybody really play big now and go, all of my past benefited me now.
Yes.
He said, that's how you heal your past.
Mm-hmm.
You go, all of it healed me. All of it was for my benefit. All of it helped me. All of it healed me. All of it benefited me. He said, that would be the end of cherishing littleness. That would be the end of the grievance. And you would also have blessed your past, because there's no need to feel bad about something that only benefited you. Then there would be no need to wait for your happiness, and it would be given to you now. And if I'm not able to do that in every area of my life, knowing that I have the holy instant, which means this instant and every instant, I'll get another chance to see if I can do it this time. If I don't do it this time, don't sweat it, because I guarantee you there will be a new instant arriving. Okay. So thanks for listening this much with me today. You know, let's acknowledge us for hearing this much together, you know. We go deep.
All of that led us to here.
Right.
Now. Isn't
that wonderful? Now. Mm-hmm. You know, we so blessed.
There's a line of the movie Wings Almost Famous, where she goes, it's all happening now. I always loved that line. It's all happening now.
That's what we're
keep the cup here.
Oh,
it's all happening now.
Thank you for sharing with me, Holy Spirit. Thank you for sharing. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
We thank you for thanking us.
Yes, I want you to hear me say thank you.
My wallet's out
in the car.
Yeah.
Philosophy class in college.
Uh huh.
The professor asked a question. Well, would you rather have your arms and legs and just be a regular miserable human being, or bigger? Or would you rather be totally happy but have no arms and no legs? And for me, it was a no-brainer because, I would want total happiness. But it's just funny to think that they have to pose a question in such a way that there's got to be sacrifice.
That's deep, isn't it?
But even that it's a question of between happiness with or without body parts. I take the damn happiness, but it's just funny that it would come in that form.
And it just takes all the fear out of it, too, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. You know, one thing to keep in mind, like a lot of times, I've 26 years of studying this year for me, and I always would love to save people time. I really believe that that's the purpose of a relationship. You know what I'm saying? A pilot saves me time on a jet because he already knows how to fly.